It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pizza South Philly. You can join us from Chickies tonight for the Brandon Graham Show, 6 p.m., the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. Donovan McNabb joining us now, brought to you by United Tire. Now's the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Tire and Service. Go to unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Donovan, how we doing?
Yes, sir. I'm doing outstanding. How are you doing?
Oh, we're great, man. We're really feeling good. You know how Philadelphia is the day after a last-second loss.
You couldn't even fake that one. I mean, that was rough.
Yeah, well, you should have heard the beginning of the show.
No, it sucks out right here, right now, Five. It sucks.
Yeah, it's not good.
There you go. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it real.
So let me ask you this, because this seems to be one of the biggest points of contention here in the city. It's 3rd and 3 last night, I think a minute 46 on the clock. The Eagles are up 3 points, and they decide to throw the ball to Saquon Barkley. He drops it.
Okay.
You know, we all know what happens afterwards. What do you think about the call to throw the ball there rather than run the ball?
I thought it was a great play call. People need to understand, I mean, there's Atlanta defense, and their head coach is a defensive mental guy. Like, he's a guy that's a coordinator. So they're going to pound the box. They know they couldn't stop Saquon running the football. They were going to pound the box. So what they do, they get outside the pocket and roll Jalen to be a dual threat, be able to throw if something's there. If nothing's there, then pick it up themselves. And so that was a great throw. Saquon dropped it, which he doesn't drop many balls. I thought the play call was a great call, but I don't think that was the reason why they lost the game. It's easy to highlight that and to say, well, the what ifs, but we couldn't stop the run ourselves. We couldn't stop the run. We let Kirk Cousins like pretty much play 7-on-7 versus our defense, and which led to them driving down and scoring at will with less than 2 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah, take me to the mindset of an offensive player on this, Five. When you see the way Atlanta is running the ball and moving the ball against this defense, I'm just wondering, I'm looking at some plays here, and their offensive line is just blowing the Eagles' defensive line off the ball. Like Bijan, right, he's getting 4 or 5 yards before he's even touched. So as an offensive player, right, are you in your mind saying, let's just keep running it at him, just keep pounding it at him?
Well, as an offensive mind, when you're standing on the sideline, and for us offensive players, we're watching this happen, and we're cheering on our defense. We know what our defense is capable of doing. But, yeah, I mean, we couldn't stop Bijan Robinson running the football. And even when they brought their backup in, he was running the football effectively. And the thing was, when you watch Atlanta in their offense and the capabilities that they have and going after what happened against Pittsburgh, that wasn't the same offense that we've seen versus Pittsburgh. This is a defense. This is an offense that was more methodical. They wanted to run the football, take pressure off of Kirk Cousins, have Kirk Cousins, you know, make those second and medium throws, those third and short throws if they needed to. And they were dictating what they wanted versus our defense. Our issue was we had no run stopping ability, and we didn't get any pressure on Kirk in the passing game. And so, yes, we can sit back and we can talk about, you know, the inability of our defense, pressure, them attacking the middle of the football field, which was the issue last year. And then, you know, we could talk about maybe the play calling in certain situations on offense. But at the end of the day, this team just could not put Atlanta away. And offensively, we were running the football. We were doing a great job doing it. The passing game hitting Devontae Smith. You know, I still talked about it like last year and year before. Can we please utilize our tight end? Like, I mean, can we at least use – it was like both sides of the ball for Atlanta and us. They didn't throw to the tight ends. Can we please get the ball to our tight end?
You know, Donovan McNabb on with us now. Is there anything you see in Goddard that – because this has been an issue.
Deal.
Yeah, an ongoing thing. Is this a coordinator issue? Is it a Jalen issue? Is it a Goddard issue? Is it able to – is that something you could diagnose just by watching the game?
This is more of a play calling issue, and this is more of a spread the ball around issue. And even though that, you know, AJ wasn't in, it was like, get the ball to Devontae and let's see, because we had a lot of opportunities that receivers are running open. We just missed them, you know, just because, you know, Jalen was moving up in the pocket or getting outside the pocket, so the timing was off. But we have to be able to, I mean, it's a three-step drop out of the gun, get the ball to Dallas. You know, let them run a quick out, let them run a flat route, let them run a post up the middle of the seam. They were running quarters coverage or cover three the whole game, it seemed like. And so everybody is valuable. Everybody's open. And so let's create mismatches that way. And then they started running man coverage, which it goes works in our favor. And so I just look at this offense, and I don't get me wrong, I love what he's been able to do over the last couple of years, but you got to kind of cater to the talent that you have. And unfortunately, Dallas just kind of gets kind of pushed to the side for whatever reason.
Yeah, when you think about what they did early in the game, going for it on fourth down as opposed to taking 3 points there. You know, as an offense, you guys are moving the ball, you finally get down in scoring range. Score is still 0-0. I wonder from your mindset, do you like the idea of going for it on fourth down, or would you have taken points there?
I eliminate the outcome of it. It's easy to say what because we know what ended up happening, but I love the confidence factor of going for it. Because what was our key thing 2 years ago? Last year was, but what was it 2 years ago? The tush push. And so it's kind of you're trying to get yourself in the mode to get to that situation to be able to call it. But, I mean, I love the confidence of going for it. You're at home. You got your crowd. Let's go after it. Let's go right at their throat and dial it up. I'm all about the play calling, so I don't mind it. But the execution was just off.
Donovan, we saw Jalen be more effective running the ball than I think we've seen in a long time. And it also looked like he had a bit of a pep in his speed and his step. I didn't want to say step, but I guess there it is. I was trying to get away from it. I couldn't figure out what to say.
I can't go let you slide with it.
It's pepping your step, man. Yeah, let's go.
That's what it is. Pepping his step.
You went back to the early 2000s and the 90s, the pep in the step.
I couldn't get
he
out of it.
A little giddy up. Yeah.
Look, I'm old. What am I going to do?
We are too, so don't feel bad.
Yes. It's the old guy club on the afternoon show. So did you? What did you see that allowed him to be more successful running the ball last night?
I've seen a healthier quarterback. I've seen a quarterback that wasn't banged up, didn't have the lower leg injuries, and I've seen just an inspired quarterback that wanted to put the team on his shoulders and pick up the yards if need be with his legs. I mean, I thought it was a terrible play, a terrible call by the referees on the taunting just because he got excited, spiked the ball. He didn't throw it at a player. He didn't, get in the face of any other defender. That was an awful call by the refs, in which the NFL is just getting completely soft. And it's really starting to become annoying watching the direction that they're going in with all of these rule changes.
The defensive line you mentioned earlier, is that salvageable? We've seen two games so far, them getting minimal pressure. You know, almost, I think they touched Kirk Cousins one time last night. Do you think that is something that can change through the year, or do you think they're going to be stuck with this all season long?
It's early. I'm not going to sit here and throw the white flag out. But I just think for what we've expected from our Georgia Bulldog alums, it's not happening. I just think losing Fletcher Cox, and a few others, maybe that we're starting to take that hit of it. Because I'm just not getting any push. I'm not getting the correct push in the run game, and I'm not getting, you know, guys to come off and create pressure in the pocket. And so will this continue on? I think they get better as they continue through the season. But I'm pretty sure by trade deadline, we'll be looking to bring some guys in.
Well, Donovan, if anyone knows what it's like in Philadelphia the day after a loss, you certainly are aware of how we can be here. So I appreciate
Everybody just stay away from the bridge.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. It's early. We go through this every year.
Every year.
You know,
yep.
Every year. We're gonna get back on track. It's just one game, you know, and so I just think we continue to bounce back. I think we got New Orleans next week?
New Orleans, yeah.
Well, I mean, as long as they stay off the quarter, and don't go down there. I mean, everything will be fine.
All right, Donovan. Thank you, man.
All right, brother.
Stay positive over there. Stay positive.
Yeah, we'll try.
You sound like you got your coffee today. You got your coffee.
I did.
All right. Thanks, Donovan.
All right, bro.
So for the rest of the hour, Elliot Shore Parks joins us. Elliot is
a ray of sunshine.
Yep. Speaking of positive.
Yep. Yeah. Is brought to you by Groundworks. Tackle your wet basement, drywall cracks, or the nasty smells coming from your crawl space by booking a free inspection at groundworks.com. Elliot, what was the – if you could say X is the reason they didn't win that game last night, what is X?
I mean, the reason they lost is because the guys they pay to be difference makers weren't difference makers. Saquon has to catch that ball. Kellen Moore has to call a better game. Vic Fangio has to be a better game. And Jalen Hurts can't throw that ball away in the final minute. I understand he had it. I thought going into that minute 46 where it all fell apart, I thought he played better than he did against Green Bay. I thought he was smarter. I thought he looked better running the ball. I thought, you know, his accuracy was good. But the final minute 46 did happen. And I think because we had all kind of resigned ourselves to the fact they were going to lose, that interception maybe doesn't hit the way that it should. They were 15 yards away from giving a kicker in Jake Elliott a kick that I think most of us probably think he makes. I mean, is from 65, don't you? Well, I think we would have all felt confident.
Well, 60.
Well, I'm just saying we've seen him make really big kicks.
Yeah, so, has a shot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Yeah. So they were really close to winning that game despite the fact of how that happened. So that interception by Jalen, to me, is why they lost. It's like there's a lot of reasons, but they had a chance to win that game, and it's becoming a theme, unfortunately, with Jalen. If you look at the four games they've blown over the past 2 years, three of them have been direct results of Jalen throwing an interception with a chance to win the game. So was he good the rest of the game? Yes, he was. But I'm ready for him to be the reason they win instead of not the reason they lost.
Yeah, I think that's a little unfair. The Seattle game, sure. I'll lay that at his feet last year.
The Jets game?
The Jets game, I don't even care about the Jets game. They were 7-0. They were going to lose at some point.
But it's an example of him in clutch.
I don't care about the Jets game.
Okay,
my point.
That's fine.
I just don't care about that Jets game.
Okay.
Last night, I don't think he was the reason that they lost, but he didn't rescue them from the jaws of defeat. And that's what it would have been. And that's, to your point, that is why you paid those guys that type of money.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
To rescue you from the jaws of defeat. Patrick Mahomes has done that plenty of times. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen has done that plenty of times. You know, Dak does that in the regular season an awful lot. Doesn't do it in the postseason. My only point is that those level quarterbacks, that's what they do. They rescue you from an ugly game where everything didn't necessarily go your way, but they have the ability, if you give them the ball late in the game, they're going to go down and do what needs to be done. And with two timeouts and 30-something seconds, that was more than enough time to get a field goal.
It wasn't as – I think it felt very desperate in the moment because we were all shell-shocked about what had happened. It wasn't that desperate. But I'm saying, like, they needed, what, 40 yards and 30 seconds with two timeouts? That's not that many yards. They didn't have to go down for a touchdown. They didn't have to get to the 30. They needed – again, 30 or 40 yards with a timeout and Jalen. Like, you should be able to do that. And they were in the process of doing it. The first play was a 13-yard completion. But then what happened was, and I've watched the play a bunch, to me, it looks like Jalen just doesn't see Jesse Bates. I know he got hit, but that pass is getting intercepted regardless. And Jesse Bates is a great player. Like, this was a concern going into it. But he throws
that
ball.
I didn't like the play call.
I didn't like the play call either. And afterwards, they said that play was meant to go deep. So while Jalen threw it deep, like, the play call was also meant to go deep. So I think that
Which is interesting because there was somebody open. I forget who.
It was Covey.
It was Covey in the middle of the field.
Yeah, feed him one more time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, in the play call, like, the two decisions at the end, I like the decision.
Covey was cooking.
Dude, feed the guy. He's a part of the game plan all game.
All I know is, at the beginning of the show, I got told no goofy, jokes. Meanwhile.
Yes. Yeah, Comedian over here. You can't keep a straight face.
Rodney Dangerfield over there.
Thank you.
I also think it's time for us to maybe view these coordinators different than we did coming into the season. I know it's only one game.
Wow.
But they were supposed to be different.
You ready to throw the coordinators out?
If Brian Johnson calls the game Kellen Moore did last night, everybody is ripping him to shreds and saying, this is why you have to fire him. All last season I heard, why are they running so many wide receiver screens? At least last year they ran wide receiver screens so they're better players. Covey got it a ton. On a 3rd-and-9 last night, it was a quarterback drop the middle, which when they did it last year, I was told, well, they have no answers. They're not creative. Why are they doing this? It looked exactly like
yeah, that was a terrible call on 3rd-and-9.
Real quick, Aikman said last night that that was a decision that Hurts made.
Well, that's part of it, too.
Yeah,
but there
was a throw there that he could have decided to throw.
Oh, it was one of those option
ball.
Plays?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if he's right, but that's what he said.
And Vic Fangio, while I agree the linemen are not good, the defensive linemen have not played well. This is going to be an issue all year. The point of having a coordinator with 30 years of experience is to scheme up a way to get pressure, which is very hard to do. Trust me, I'm not saying there's an easy fix there. But the Eagles, I think, are 29th in the league in blitz percentage. Fangio's just sitting there and letting the quarterback have all the time in the world. And I'm not a huge advocate of blitzing, but if it's not working, it's now been two games of no pressure on the quarterback. On that final drive, they didn't send any pressure.
Nope.
They just let Cousins just sit there. So these coordinators that were supposed to be, and for good reason, Kellen Moore has a ton of experience. Vic Fangio has a ton of experience. Where was that experience as a benefit last night? I thought the play call to throw it on to Saquon on third down was a bad play call.
No, it wasn't.
It was a bad
He was
play.
Wide open,
It
Elliot.
Doesn't matter.
You're yes, not, it does.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
He was wide open.
But you know what? You know what?
On the field.
But because they threw it, because he was wide open, he dropped it, they lost the game.
No.
Yes.
They lost the game because they only had 21 points. And let me ask you this. Okay, you run it in the middle of the field.
Yes.
So, and the other team knows that you're going to do it.
Yep.
So you're going to lose 3 yards.
So all of a sudden,
the smart everyone thinks it's so easy to run and get 3 yards. It's not easy to run and get 3 yards.
So the Eagles have a great running back with an offensive line that's the biggest in the history of the league. But when it comes to getting 3 yards, let's not get crazy here. They stacked the box.
No, they did the smart thing. They put the ball in the player where the defenders were not.
They did not do the smart thing.
Saquon Barkley dropped the ball.
Yes, correct. That is why you don't throw it. So you avoid that
situation. So what if he fumbled?
If he fumbled on the run?
Yeah.
But then at least you made the right play.
No!
There was no logic to throwing it.
He was open!
There was logic.
It does not matter he was open.
It does not matter.
The correct call in that, look, you like to talk about process, right?
He catches the ball, they win the game.
The result, it's not about the result. The process is right there. You have to kill the clock. You have to kill 40 seconds off the clock. By throwing it, you increase the chances of the worst outcome, which is the clock stopping when they have no timeouts. The difference between getting it with a minute 40 and less than a minute, like 58, 59 seconds, is big.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
They went up the field in
45 seconds.
I don't think the game plays out the same way if they get it with a minute.
Of course. If that's your argument, it
doesn't. No, I don't. Because I think there's more pressure with less than a minute.
Here's the thing, Elliot. Based on what actually happened, they moved the ball down the field like a hot knife through butter.
They did.
There was no resistance. So even if they run the ball there and then kick the field goal, because quite frankly, you even have people that are making the argument to go for it on fourth down and don't kick the field goal.
And I would make that argument.
So I would kick the field goal. I think Nick made the
Elliot,
right decision.
I understand that. Yeah, but you do understand that there are other arguments that people want to go for it on fourth down.
Yeah, but I think that's wrong. I think
All I'm saying is that there are other options, that there's no singular choice that everybody agrees upon.
Right.
What we do know is that they decided to throw the ball there and the play was open. But it was a simple catch.
But by throwing it, you open yourself up to that outcome.
And so by running it, you open yourself up to fumbling.
Yes. No, but let's be honest. It's a far less likely outcome he fumbles it. You can use it. Anything can happen. Jalen could throw an interception when they attempt
to pass. Not on that play, because that's the design of the play.
And I think Saquon's not fumbling it up the middle. They could have tush-pushed it.
You can't say throw an interception, because he has the option. If he's covered, he's just going to run it.
But what if he decides not to? What if he decides to play here?
Then that's with Jalen.
That's the point I'm making. You have to take it out of the player's hands to an extent.
Either way, you're putting it in the player's hands. We're telling you about Saquon.
But if you run it, the clock is not stopping. That's the one outcome you can't have on.
But it wasn't going to run the clock out.
No, but it was going to kill almost half the time left on the clock.
Mm.
It was.
It was going to kill 40 seconds, and it would have been a minute. It would have been
right. So
a minute. It would have been about 50 seconds left to go with Atlanta got the ball.
Yeah, and I think they're less likely to score when you get it with less than a minute.
Dude, they scored, and it was still 38 seconds on the clock.
Yes, they.
That's
went
how
down
fast they went down and scored from Illinois. It was a minute and 40-something left.
Yes.
The play happened. Fourth down happened. Kickoff happened. Atlanta scored. Eagles got the ball back with over 30 seconds left to go. All that happened in less than a minute.
Yes, because of the way it played out. I personally think if you get it with less than a minute, it's a very different. I mean, look, you think when you take the field as an offense with 58 seconds, you feel the same level of pressure as when it's a minute 40?
This defense is Swiss cheese, is what I'm telling you.
But they weren't Swiss cheese all night. They gave up 15 points before that.
Hold on.
What's it about that?
Atlanta moved the ball up and down the field. Bijan couldn't be stopped all night.
Right, but they scored 15 points.
I understand that, Elliot. Right. But what I'm saying is, in a two-minute drill, was a lot more chaotic.
Yes.
And it's a lot more frantic. The Eagles showed you that they wouldn't have been able to handle a two-minute drill. They showed you.
Right.
There was no resistance to that two-minute drill the Falcons ran.
But if we think they're scoring either way, then it doesn't matter what you do on third.
That's why you go for the win.
And by the way,
Saquon catches the ball, the game is over.
But the defense, I agree.
The
they
defense
were
doesn't
up
get back on the field.
But the defense,
that's why it's okay they went for it. Because that defense is Swiss cheese.
By the way, that's why you go for it on fourth down. Because you go for it on fourth down, the worst thing that happens is you don't get it.
That's the argument, yes.
You don't get it. You're only up by three.
I disagree.
Hold on.
You go up a
they're only up by three. And what happens is that Atlanta plays for a field goal rather than playing for a touchdown. And the worst case scenario is you're tied and you're not down.
I think you kick the field goal. No, you kick the field goal so that they have to go down the field and you trust your defense to get a stop.
I don't want them to go for it. You should trust your defense.
Why shouldn't you trust the defense?
Because
they
gave it up.
You don't trust this defense to do anything.
They gave up 15 points.
Oh my God.
They had arguably outplayed the offense.
No, we praised this defense last week in Green Bay.
Yes. No, you said we did.
I said we praised them.
Yeah, right.
And Green Bay went up and down the field on them.
Right, but the defense in week one kept them in the game early on. Like this idea.
It was due more to Green Bay's miscues than it was the Eagles making miraculous plays.
This idea that the offense is way better than the defense is just not true through two games. They are way closer than people want to make it seem. They are. Now, there's more talent on the offense, but if you look at the level they're performing, it's not that different.
Dude,
the defense gave up 15 points in the first 58 minutes of that game.
And it had more to do with Atlanta being conservative in the way that they were playing. Green Bay moved the ball in chunks of yards.
But not early on in that game.
Green Bay moved the ball
in
chunks of yardage. Atlanta played a conservative game last night where they ran the ball and played more ball control. This defense has been fortunate to bend but not break in the red zone.
And the
they've gotten the ball moved on them up and down the field.
And the offense has
Atlanta punted twice the
offense
whole game.
Has been equally fortunate. Last week against Green Bay, they turned it over twice to start the game. They're lucky they didn't put the team in a 21-0 hole in that game. Jalen threw four or five passes, should have been intercepted.
Who's the best player on defense?
I mean, this year, I don't even know who the best player on defense would be.
But who would you take?
Honestly, probably Quinyon. But
that's saying a lot.
That says a whole lot.
Okay, you're right. There's more talent on the offense. Guess what? That doesn't mean they've outperformed the defense. Last night, they scored 20. They scored 21 points last night. That's not a lot of
points. Who's been the most impressive players through two games?
They've been on the offensive side of the ball.
Okay, so where's your point where
because
the defense has done anything?
I'm making my point.
You're not.
Last night, they gave up 15 points for
the final drive. Who was the best player on defense last night?
I don't think they had a best player on.
So how do you keep saying this?
Well, then, who was the best player on offense?
No, let me ask you this.
Devontae Smith, I don't know.
And they scored.
Hold on, Jalen Hurts last night?
Jalen Hurts threw the game away in the final possession, and they gave the game. Did that interception not happen?
LA, you can't say the defense doesn't have any good players, but they're the best unit.
Also,
Vic Fangio needs to be criticized.
But then tell me how the tell me how the offense has been way better.
I said
they were close.
Defense is the weak link on this team, you know it.
No, no. Look, if you want to do 55-45,
we said it before the season. We said the defense would let this team down. Defense is not a luxury, and that this defense would give up a drive late in the game to cost you a game.
The offense.
We said all these things.
The offense has not considerably outplayed the defense.
The offense was missing its best player last night.
Yes, they were, and that mattered. But ultimately, if you look at last night.
Who was the defense missing?
Which unit was was there a big difference between the units last night?
I'll tell you who looked better last night. Who looked better last night, the offense or the defense?
I think it was mostly the same.
What did the defense do to look great?
What did the offense do to look great?
They had a 9-minute drive that should have iced the game.
And didn't ice the game, by the way. Can you imagine if one of the players.
What a question. I asked you, what the hell did the
Could you imagine if a player on defense made the mistake the level of that Saquon drop? We would be ripping them to shreds.
They did. Darius Slay did.
Yeah, but with Saquon, it's like, he wanted to catch it. Yes,
no,
I agree.
Everyone is talking
Bryce
about
Huff also
Saquon.
Wants to get. No, but we're glossing past it, but we're focusing on the defense. The offense also made critical mistakes last night.
Both Cheeks. Units, can I say that? Cheeks.
Both
you
units
don't miss the
have
Cheeks.
Failed.
All right.
I agree with Elliot on the 3rd and 3.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're wrong. Everybody's wrong.
Cheeks, defense.
All right.
That interception.
Chua, stop. You got.
Why do we act like?
We have the whole. We have the whole next segment. I just want to actually get
there. Golly.
215-592-9494.
Can we start drinking in here?
Yeah.
Can we
get yourself a surfside?
Get a surfside for me over here.
We're at Chickies and
last
Pete's.
Night,
we're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Catch all the Eagles action this season at the official sports bar, the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's, where we love the Eagles, obviously. Find a location near you at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.